2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
But that's my first pick, Ton. Is their Amore series of petunias. Amore is, it's actually been bred. They found a petunia that has a heart shape in every single bloom. It actually has four or five heart shapes in every bloom. And you can find this heart after you know that to look for it. And once you see it for the first time, you'll never not see it again. And so the Amore series of petunias from Danziger are one of my favorites. They're totally available now. They came out, they were actually released 4 or 5 years ago with their first color, which was called King of Hearts. And that was a yellow, they're bicolor petunias. And they look like a, if you're not looking for the heart, you just see the star pattern. But the heart is mixed in between the star shape. And so the first one that came out was yellow and red, King of Hearts. And the red heart was in the middle. But my new favorite one just came out last year. I don't remember the name of it, but it's a pink and white. And the heart is pink and the flower's white. And that's just one of my favorite flower color combinations that's out there. So my second choice is, it came to be because we needed something that really stood up to all different soil types, weather types. It's tough as nails. It's called Lemon Coral Sedum. It's from Proven Winners. And this one's actually, it's an annual. In other climates, it can be grown as a perennial, but we're not warm enough in the winter. Lemon Coral Sedum is a chartreuse color of green, and it's a succulent, so it doesn't need a ton of water once it's established. And it's a great accent plant. It can be used in borders. It can be used in containers. It's trailing as well as mounding. You can use it standalone as a monoculture in a container. You could plant a bed of it. But that chartreuse green is such a great contrasting color that it really makes things, other things stand out. And so that's why I love it so much.
Have you found that it's hardy both in the containers and in our garden soils?
Yep, totally drought hardy. I've gone for weeks, like literally 2 weeks without watering a container, and it stays perfectly green and alive. When you give it water, though, it doesn't, it just grows faster and bigger. But when you don't give it water, it's not like it turns ground. It's a true, or excuse me, turns brown. It's a true succulent, so it stores a lot of water within its foliage. And so it can survive dry periods very easily. So my third one is the genus with impatiens. There are several different types of impatiens, single, double, New Guinea, sun patiens, all different types. The reason I love single impatiens for beds and double impatiens for containers is because these are some of the brightest colors we can get for full shade. So even though we have a lot of sun in Utah, a lot of us have front porches like myself that face the north and never see a drop of sunlight. And these are flowers that will thrive in those conditions. They'll take a little bit of early morning sun for a couple hours. They won't take afternoon sun at all. That will burn them. But they will also take full shade in the entire day, never seeing a drop of sunlight, and continue to bloom for a long, long period of time. So all types of impatiens, but especially I love single impatiens in garden beds that are in the shade. And I prefer double impatiens because they're more mounding and get bigger for containers in the shade. My fourth plant would be perennial hibiscus, flower that we all know from Hawaii, right? But those are the tropical versions. There's actually a perennial version, and they get even bigger blooms. Actually, they get like dinner plate size blooms nowadays. Some of the breeding that's come out has been bred for either, well, for all of the above, bigger blooms, longer bloom period, and better plant habits as well. And so Proven Winter's been doing a lot of work here, and we grow and supply a lot of the Proven Winter varieties, as well as other varieties of perennial hibiscus. These bloom in late summer. They need full sun, although they do okay. They just don't bloom as much in partial sun. When they have a little bit of afternoon sun, that seems to be okay for them. These things, the blooms on these things are bigger than your hand, sometimes bigger than your face. If you don't have a big, very big head, I guess they can be pretty big. And so I love them for that. And just, they kind of give you that tropical look, but then they come back year after year.
We're winding up down to the last plant. So what's plant number 5?
I would pick Veronica, perennial Veronica. This is the upright version. And again, this is another perennial where a lot of great breeding work has been done, not just for plant habit and for bloom time, but what I like is for bloom size and bloom count. That's what they've been working on. They're increasing the new size. So if you've had something like Veronica Roman Candles, look at some of the new varieties that are out now. And again, I don't have a favorite. There's a lot of different varieties out there. But the ones we're growing and shipping in to stores this year have been worked on just recently. And it's worth considering replacing if you have it in your yard, an older variety, or just replacing a salvia if you've used that in the past. These come in similar colors, but they also come in whites. And my favorite one is a deep, deep red. There was an older one called Red Fox that's been out for a few years, and the new breeding is just spectacular. So Veronica, perennial Veronica.
Well, thank you. I greatly appreciate it.
Thanks, Tom.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was 3 blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com. Follow us on Apple Podcasts or anywhere else you listen.